Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis, coming to you from the Ventura Cigar Company studio. And with me today is June Liu. How you doing, June?
Good.
So today we are talking about the Dunbarton Tobacco and Trust Mi Querida Gordita. Cigar is a 4-inch by 48 ring gauge, comes out of the Naxa factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper is Connecticut Broadleaf, binder and filler both from Nicaragua, blended by Steve Saka. Price point is $8.65, and the cigar was released in July of 2017. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your smoking experience like?
In terms of flavor, I felt like it was very heavy and like an earthy profile. So right off the bat, I got a lot of spicy cedar, gritty earthiness, and those two flavors were basically the ones that are like just front and center right there in front of you. Reaching a little deeper, darker chocolate, does a good job of layering the palate and kind of breaking up the earthiness. Retrohaling floral aspects of the cigar, which is a really nice change up, again, because of the namely earthiness that I got. Finish, mixture of dried red pepper heat, spicy cedar, strength deceptively medium full within just the first like little third of it. And then it's deceptive because it's one of those things where it's like, well, it's a little, you know, it's a little short fatty cigar that I don't really expect it to hit me that fast, right? Maybe like after a cigar, I'm done with the cigar, but quite the contrary. In terms of body, kind of a little above medium. Moving on to the second third, just builds off that same platform as the first third, just becomes deeper, you know, deeper spicy cedar, gritty earthiness, more of consistent floral notes, especially notice on the mouth draws, retro and finish and all alike. Strength and body, medium full and medium-ish for body. Turns the last third, same thing still. The profile kind of finish off with that same like deeper spice and earthiness. And that's just kind of it was a quick cigar to smoke, but it was it kind of played around in that earthiness realm quite a bit for me. In terms of burn and draw, I rate it to be perfect. No issues. I mean, even burn, tight ashes, cool burning temp, draw to just absolutely perfect. I just, you know, within, I think mainly Dumbarton partners with Hoya to produce their cigars, so really good factory to partner with in that sense.
Yeah, this one's from Naxa though, so with
okay.
Yeah, a little different, but it's another factory that's kind of coming up on the premium side of things, so it's pretty nice. Same place the Dapper stuff's made out of, a lot of the Dapper stuff. For me, the initial draws brought a mix of wood, dark chocolate, and some cinnamon. A little further in, a little cream joined in, kind of added another dimension to the profile. Retrohale was kind of carrying that same full complement of flavors, except for the cinnamon. About 3/4 of an inch in, that cinnamon was very faint, but the wood, dark chocolate, cream were still up front. Strength was slightly above medium there. Getting the second third, wood and cream still up front. Dark chocolate was a bit in the background. A little further in, the wood becomes a little bit darker. Cream lessens a little bit. Chocolate kind of continues to fade out of the profile. And in chain, that chocolate completely left the profile. Dark wood and the cream are what was remaining there. And the retrohale was kind of a warm, dark wood note. Strength was kind of still at that slightly above medium mark. Final third, cream started to fade out from the profile. Dark wood note was kind of the primary player that was going on. A little bit of chocolate came back in around a 1/4 inch in or so. And that's kind of how things finished out. Strength's kind of remained at that slightly above medium mark. In regards to construction, I thought it was really good. Burn was a little bit wavy, didn't need any attention. Ash held on about 1-inch increments. And in regards to the draw, it was perfect. Had just the right amount of resistance that I prefer, so no issues in regards to that. So overall, what were your thoughts on this one?
Overall, I found the Gordita format of the Mi Querida line to be more on the grittier, earthier, certainly spicier and stronger side as compared to the other sizes. I would have appreciated some sweetness into this profile and creaminess as well. But, you know, like perhaps like making the profile a bit more chocolatier, kind of like within the Ancho Largo format that I like so much. But the smaller size of this cigar does a really good job of like just you know, from first draw, just going, right? Like, you just gets up and running. There's no time, you know, that it needed to, like, kind of get into its groove or anything. I mean, you know what this cigar is going to be like from the first time you draw on this cigar, which is a punchier, grittier, spicier experience. And it's good in that sense because, personally for me, like, I don't want this kind of flavor profile to last like an hour and a half plus hours. It's just that build to get that in within the like 45 minutes or so of the smoking experience.
Yeah. I thought the first third of the cigar was really fantastic with the combination of the wood, chocolate, cinnamon, and cream. Each third after that, though, kind of became a little bit less complex as some of the flavor notes started to drop out. Strength is just slightly above medium for me the whole way, so that was good. And construction was really good. I kind of dug the small vitola size here. So, like, if you're looking, like you were mentioning, if you're looking for these like concentrated flavors in kind of a short format, this is probably a really good combination to be able to do that. I think if you haven't tried the line yet, this is probably a good one because it's going to get you into lower price point, but it's also going to give you a real shot at the flavors up front. So, I mean, it's a cigar I liked. I think I'd go back to it pretty frequently. So getting into the scores, you gave it a 7.17. I gave it a 7.07. How do you think that matched up with your experience?
Match up well. I mean, I rated the flavors to be overall good, consistently good. And I rated the construction to be perfect. So, you know, something within like that low seven line is basically tells me that it's a really good constructive cigar with good flavors. And for this one specifically, it's just to the point.
Yeah, I mean, I scored it fairly similar to you. I mean, the only real drawback is I scored it one notch down on the burn. Otherwise, we're in pretty much overall the same. So that's the only real difference in regards to the scoring. So I think this hits both of our 2017 top 25 lists. So we'll see how that shakes out and put that in there. But I thought it was a really good cigar. I think I liked it a little bit better than the larger Vitola, I think. I'd have to go back and see the score. But I think that it just seems a little bit more concentrated to me, which I kind of dug. So any other final thoughts that you have on this one?
It's interesting. When I was smoking this cigar, I mean, I was thinking about the Sober Mesa line. I mean, I know the Makarita Sober Mesa lines are two different lines, right?
Yeah.
But especially in regards to the short Churchill of that Sober Mesa, I mean, I felt like he really made that one to be more direct to the point, stronger experience and bolder experience. I kind of felt like he kind of had the same idea with this Gordita line. I have nobody I've talked to about it or anything.
Right.
So, but yeah, I mean, it's interesting because, like, you know, Staka has done so much of this just like heavier stuff, right? Like, Sober Mesa, Mi Carita, Todos Los Dias, certainly Todos Los Dias are all on the fuller side of the spectrum, but they do a good enough a job to distinguish itself within each of the three lines as well, I think.
Right. Yeah.
So, but anyways, yeah, this is a good cigar. This, you know, if this is like after dinner, after a heavier meal, have like 40 minutes to smoke, this will be a really, really good one to pick up.
Yep. Exactly. So if you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. We'll also check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Be sure to follow us on all the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. And you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next one.